I don't know if you've bought or sold real estate recently, but the closing process has become so cumbersome and so complicated. And let's face it, because of the complexity of it, you really feel like you're over a barrel. And there was a development that came after the real estate meltdown in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, that has led to something called split closings. And those can be really problematic for the buyer and the seller because you got to involve two title companies, which not only increase your expenses, but other possible harm. Michelle Richardson is president of Liberty Title here to explain it to us. Michelle, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excellent. I've gone through this a couple times, and I wondered about this thing where you have a split closing. For those that haven't gone through it, explain what it is and how it came about.
Well, it came about when the Sixth Circuit decided to ignore something called RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. And then we had the Consumer Protection Financial Bureau step in. And a misnomer came about that buyers have the right to choose their own title company. So all the realtors and all the lenders decided to start up title companies so that they could capture half of the transaction and make some extra fees.
So kind of like a kickback.
And, you know, the idea is, so we can do it in-house, we can do it better, we're more integrated technology-wise, but the truth of it is just not that. And frankly, buyers are not making the decision. The professionals involved in the transaction are making the decision, and they're making it in favor of their own company.
So, I can see where the lender would say, well, we've got this in-house and it's just more convenient, so we're all here at closing. Why isn't that a good thing? And why do I need to be concerned as a buyer or seller about who my advocate is when it comes to the title?
Well, that's just it, the word advocate. The advocate should be an independent person because you don't know who you're dealing with. You don't really know that lender, and you don't really know the seller or the buyer. No one knows each other. And so what should we be protecting? And Liberty Title feels it's the consumer because we are the ones now trusted with handling all the money. And the money is very key because in today's world, we have huge amount of cyber fraud. And the cyber fraud has become so scary that if there was anything that keeps me up awake at night, it is the protection of the money that clients are entrusted me with.
Because the credit app that you're filing and all the paperwork you're filing really has the most sensitive personal information you've got there for anybody to see.
Well, that's one part of it. So if you are a seller and the buyer chooses a different title company, you as the seller have to hand over all of your private information to the other title company that you did not choose. And for the purpose of thinking about it, the seller has the most money in the transaction to lose because they have the payoff of their mortgage, the proceeds of their sale or equity, and some of the other fees that they've already obligated themselves to pay, like the broker's fee. So if a crime occurs, and I can tell you we had two instances this last month where a hacker is watching the real estate transaction. They get inside, someone who uses a Hotmail or AOL account still or Gmail, and they start watching the transaction from the minute the house goes on the market. And what we have found is when they start communicating between the title companies and the other brokers, then all of a sudden someone steps in and passes out fraudulent information. It could be a fraudulent payoff letter. It could be fraudulent wiring instructions. And that's all because some of these companies will not use encryption because the realtor doesn't like it. Or in some cases, the lender, because they have so many problems with their security, they can't accept our encryption. So in these two cases, fraudulent wiring instructions were sent. In one case, the buyer lost all of their down payment money, about $62,000. And the second case, a buyer almost lost $200,000 because at the last minute, he remembered he was supposed to make a call and check with us. And when he called, we said, no, those are not our instructions, and we did not send them to you that way. So it's scary. The average cyber crime on real estate is $160,000. And I can tell you, I have it all the time in my company.
That just floors
We're just
you.
Glad we catch it. Oh, all right, floating. So and that's why we started to discuss it, because this is just adding to that danger.
Other than choosing, as a consumer, a reputable company like Liberty Title, that's a safe choice, what other questions should consumers be asking when they come to a closing like this or long before the closing? What do they need to ask? Give me the top three, if you would, please.
Well, I would say the first thing to ask is, who is the title company? Is it associated with a realtor or a lender? Because you really want to be dealing with someone who's got a lot of personnel to it, mm-hmm. because you need to have double verification for information, wires, everything.
You want this to Secondly, be their core business, not a sideline.
Right. It should be a core business, because trust me, there has been so much need to spend so much money on my part just for protection.
Okay, very quickly, what are the other two questions? Because I'm almost out of time.
The other two questions would be, find out what their security measures are. Ask them. And the third would be, what kind of insurance do they carry? Because the company is liable for any escrow losses, not the big title companies that they represent, but they themselves. So if I lose money, it will come out of my pocket. So I have a lot of crime insurance to hopefully cover what the consumer might lose.
Great, great information, Michelle Richardson. And we appreciate it. And you've scared the bejeepers out of me now. But we'll try to see if we can legislatively change the whole split closings thing and maybe fix this in the first place. And in the meantime, we'll make sure that we go with someone who has this as their core business. And we appreciate Liberty Title.
Thank you, Guy. I appreciate it.